The Shepherd's Work.
A true shepherd will have an interest in all that relates to the welfare of the flock, feeding, guiding, and defending them. He will carry himself with great wisdom and will manifest a tender consideration for all, especially for the tempted, the afflicted, and the desponding. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. John 13:16. Christ made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Philippians 2:7. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproacheth thee fell on me. Romans 15:1-3. Many a laborer fails in his work because he does not come close to those who need his help. With a Bible in hand, he should seek in a courteous manner to learn the objections which exist in the minds of those who are beginning to inquire, what is truth? Carefully and tenderly should he lead and educate them as pupils in a school. Many have to unlearn theories which they have long believed to be truth. As they become convinced that they have been in error concerning Bible subjects, they are thrown into perplexity and doubt. They need the tenderest sympathy and the most judicious help. They should be carefully instructed and should be prayed for and prayed with, watched and guided with the kindest solicitude. It is a great privilege to be a co-laborer with Christ in the salvation of souls. With patient, unselfish effort, the Savior sought to reach man in his fallen condition and to rescue him from the consequences of sin. His disciples, who are the teachers of his word, should closely imitate their great exemplar. In new fields, much prayer and wise labor are needed. There are wanted not merely men who can sermonize, but those who have an experimental knowledge of the mystery of godliness and who can meet the urgent needs of the people. Those who realize the importance of their position as servants of Jesus and will cheerfully take up the cross that he has taught them how to bear. It is highly important that a pastor mingle much with his people, and thus become acquainted with the different phases of human nature. He should study the workings of the mind, that he may adapt his teachings to the intellect of his hearers. He would thus learn that grand charity which is possessed only by those who study closely the nature and needs of men.